This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, each and every Thursday, courtesy of Tate and Lyle, we get a United Way update with Debbie Bogle, the executive director of our United Way. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. It's, you know, we've been really busy, but things are going really well, and lots of things happening right now with the community. So it's all good.
All right. Tell me how folks are reaching out. How, you know, give me some positive stories about people who are just wanting to do good in people's lives right now.
You know, we have so many agencies that are really working hard to make sure that people are taken care of. I mean, everything from Oasis, you know, they've worked with the Salvation Army to make sure that the men that are staying at the Salvation Army have a place to go during the day. And all of the agencies that continue to be open, we have a lot of issues in our community that haven't gone away. We still need these agencies up and running, and they're doing a really great job of making that happen. Plus, adding on all these new elements and issues that we need to address. So I just want to give a shout out to all those frontline workers who work year-round to do this and now have all these extra elements to what they're doing. It's crazy, and they're doing such a great job.
All right, we read the stories nationally about evictions on the way, you know, power bills, you know, stacking up, medical expenses, lack of insurance, maybe all of the above. Right now, there are resources in place that can help people. If they just go to uwdecatur.org and go to the COVID-19 resources page, they can find every bit of information they need.
Exactly. And we have been so lucky in our community to receive the Community Foundation and United Way to receive funding from the governor's Illinois COVID Relief Fund. And so we have resources available right now. We have money to help people so that they're not suffering. They don't have to worry about their power bill. All it takes is a phone call, and we can tell you how to get it started. It's a real simple process. We've done away with a lot of the paperwork, red tape, so that we can get this done and get it done quickly. And DMCOC, Decatur Township, Dove Financial Assistance, they're all working hard to make sure that these problems are not problems for people.
All right, uwdecatur.org. If people want to help, I know we've got some upcoming things and things we haven't announced yet, but there are ways to put people in an area where they can make a difference in people's lives.
Exactly. And right now, I think Natalie kind of touched on this earlier today, fundraisers aren't happening. You know, people are laid off from work. And so that money that typically comes in from our community to support the nonprofit agencies that we so desperately need, they're not getting that money right now. And so if somebody wants to be a part of helping, you know, United Way is a great place to start. But also any agency that is out there and still functioning under these circumstances, make sure that you think about those and support them, because they're needed more now than ever.
All right. So what's the best way to get a hold of you guys? I know we're going to be looking for some volunteers coming up for some things. What's the best way to be in contact with United Way?
We are. We have some great things coming up to help the community, and you can go to our website at uwdecatur.org. Right at the front page, as soon as you open it, is all the COVID-related information that will get you to those resources that are available right now. Or you can always call us at 422-8537.
All right, Debbie, be safe. We'll talk to you next week, and we really appreciate it. Debbie Bogle from the United Way. And big thanks and shout-out to Tate and Lyle for sponsoring the segment every week. I know everything's going to look a little different this year. You know, a United Way campaign, it's the rollout of just rolling out is going to be different for everyone and everything. I mean, from Major League Baseball, Tupper was talking about the Fighting Illini, United Way campaigns. I mean, it's just all going to be different.
Yeah, and that's what we continue to hear from, like you said, even like schools and fundraisers, and these problems still exist, and there are new ones added on, like Debbie said, and we're very fortunate to have the funding, and now we've got to figure out the implementation. How can we roll these out, like you said?
Yep, absolutely.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.